Random House Audio presents Prior Bad Acts by Tammy Hoag. Read for you by Holter Graham. Prologue. He knew before he entered the house that day that something was very wrong. It was July, the sky pressed down like an anvil, ominous, dark, gray. The afternoon was over, evening not yet begun. Time had ceased to mean anything. The air was still, as if the day were holding its breath in anticipation of what would come, dead calm. Lightning ripped across the western sky. Thunder rumbled, a distant drum roll. In his memory, there were never other houses around the four-square clapboard house with the peeling green paint and the porch that bowed midway across the front of the building like a weary smile. Everything else receded, slipped into the trees, dropped over the horizon. He saw the house, the yard, turned weedy and straw-colored by the lack of rain. He saw the trees back by the train tracks, leaves turned inside out. No one was around. No cars on the street behind him, no kids ripping up and down on their bikes. There were no dogs. There were no birds. There were no squirrels or rabbits. There was no sound but the thunder, drawing ever closer. In his memory, he didn't draw near the house. The house advanced on him. Bang! His heart stopped, his head snapped to the left.
You better get in the basement. Tornado's coming.
The neighbor, whose dreary ranch-style cracker box had crept back onto the periphery, stood on his back deck. He was a guy with Elvis sideburns and a gigantic beer gut. He held a camcorder. He pointed to the west. A storm was coming. The air was electric, colors were sharper, crisper, everything seemed in hyperfocus. His eyes hurt taking it in. The house lunged at him. He tripped on the first step and stumbled onto the porch. The hinges on the screen door screamed as he drew it back and stepped inside. Crack! Boom! The lightning was so bright, it seemed to fill the living room. He called out. No one answered. In his memory, his feet never moved, but he was suddenly in the dining room, then the kitchen, then the TV room at the back of the house. The room was small and dark, wrapped in cheap wood paneling. The heavy curtains at the windows were old, and they didn't hang right. They had been made for some other window in some other house and cast out when the fashions changed. Light seeped in around the edges and down the center, where the panels didn't quite pull all the way together. The television was on, storm warning. Outside the house, the wind came in a gust, lightning flashed. He found the first body. She was sprawled on the couch, propped up like a giant doll, eyes open as if she were still watching television. A wide strip of duct tape covered her mouth and circled her head. Her hair had been chopped off with a scissors or a knife. Coagulating blood marked gouges in the scalp. Her clothing had been cut down the center and peeled back, exposing her body from throat to crotch. Storm coming.
Crack! Boom!
She'd been cut down that same line. Through skin, through muscle, through bone, like a fish to be gutted. Drooping daisies had been planted in her chest.